Okay, welcome to the Danieltown Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, 7 p.m. in front of the Wasatch County Services Building, 55 South, 500 East, Heber City, Utah. Okay, number one is public comment. We have no public attending today, so let's move to number two, which is the Geneva Rock CUP draft review. So basically, we need to make sure that what we have matches what Byron's motion was last time. So our discussion's not did we do it right or did we do it wrong. It's is what we have here, what was in the motion that we approved.
I read through that yesterday.
Okay.
And I thought it was complete.
Height restrictions or codes consistent? So 5 and 50?
No, that is a conditional use.
That's part of the condition.
Okay. That's what they proposed?
Although as we get to one of our later items, it could have an effect.
And what's CMC's height? Do you remember?
They came in, I think, requesting 75, and then they did a different plan.
We got down, I believe, below 60.
Okay. So it's not excessive height, relatively speaking.
Okay.
Can I add a couple comments here?
Okay.
I took this from the conversation that was held and from Byron's motion, and I know that some of the public members wanted to put some real specifics in. Unless the motion contains the specifics,
you can't
really do that, right? And so the sound study hopefully will indicate what needs to be done, and that's what Gary was talking about, the berm. And I did put in here that concrete might be preferable, but maybe you'd rather have some other material, a durable material. I don't know. Concrete was discussed. And vinyl was definitely not. So that was in there.
That's what they had in mind, was vinyl, right?
Right,
I believe so.
But we didn't discuss a specific material, but we had to approve it first. All of their landscape, which I would think is part of the berm, part of the whatever, has to be approved by the Planning Commission prior to them.
Do you think that this reflects that?
I think it said it in there when I reread that.
If you think this reflects, see, this is my interpretation of what I heard, and also what was given to me. And
landscaping of the berm is required to be approved by the Daniel Planning Commission and be installed under contract by professional landscapers, watered, maintained, free of noxious weeds.
Okay.
Good enough?
And also the sound study.
The sound study
changed what that material is, too.
Yeah. But there was on specific things to be 50 decibels or less at the property boundaries.
Our code does not say that.
But that was part of what the motion was.
No, you didn't say that.
That was in that sound, all that stuff. I think we did.
Eric?
It was mentioned, but it wasn't.
Mentioned the 50 decibels,
yeah.
But it was not in your motion.
Okay.
So
50 is county or state?
It's not even in the
county.
It's not even in the county that I could find. I copied out the code, and basically it just says to contain your sound at the property line.
Is that state code then? Would somebody just
I'm pretty
it
sure
up?
It's in the county what? Code under.
I swear we. I found something somewhere that had a number.
I think we had the 50 decibels we discussed it at length.
We talked
That's
about
the
it,
intended
but it,
deal,
I
so maybe we'll have to amend that.
Yeah, I think we ought to add that in.
Where do you want to put it?
Under noise.
Okay, and then
it's got to be 50 decibels or less at
the property line.
And contain noise on the site after that.
At 50 decibels or less.
A
or no greater than 50 decibels, or however you want to say that same thing.
I'm sorry, Eric.
The other code, they shall not exceed 50 decibels at the property line.
Cannot exceed.
Do you want to say that? Shall
I don't,
not
it's
exceed.
It's the same. It says the same thing. I don't care how it's said. But we read that that's kind of the standard.
Might as well throw it in. If they want to push back, it's not any sort of code basis, then let them do that. I'm wondering if it's not, if we should ask for something lower. Because 50's not quiet, right?
I don't know. This is why I'm coming to you with this.
Yeah.
They're asking for it, and it's been a month, so it's time to get that.
I think we can probably say 50 and be fair about it. We didn't talk about anything less than that, and now to that in,
I didn't hear anything else,
we'd be in trouble.
Okay.
And I think if I remember
not
right,
exceed 50.
That test had to be completed after.
Before.
One before.
One before,
and
then
one
after.
After.
Right.
I think that we specified that.
It said
I read
that.
That's in here.
And you'll note that at the beginning there are several preconditions before the CUP. We didn't talk about the will serve letter for water and water rights. We didn't talk about that, but that was on Eric's list, and it was also in the engineer's letter. They talked about that too, you know, who's what size meter and those kinds of things, so all of that.
So I've got a quick question about that kind of stuff. Obviously, every company, business, whatever comes in has to have their water. That isn't that just a general...
That's one of the check items on our checklist.
So we shouldn't really even have to cover that.
We're not covering that. This CUP doesn't go into effect until they attain all those things.
Right. Yeah, so we don't need to address it.
No, but I thought it should be... Don't you agree that that list should... Unless there's something else you want to add to that.
I'm wondering if the prerequisite sound study shouldn't be a
general... punch list item.
Well, since that's one of the conditions, they don't do it.
But he's saying
the condition is they maintain it under 50 is how I would read that. The prerequisite is you do the sound study.
That is in here like that.
No, that's just listed as a condition, not a prerequisite. This is what you're talking about.
Well, it is a condition,
right?
Yeah. That they have to do the sound study before and after.
So maybe we should just add something about before. The sound study, that second bullet under noise.
Well, the CUP is not even effective unless they do these other things. They get the annexation completed, they get the subdivision completed, they get the water, and all those other things that I've got in there. Fire, health, and keeper light and power.
Yeah, we're still working.
The sound is one of your conditions. It's not a prerequisite, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, yeah. They can make all the noise they want.
But conditions become a prerequisite.
No.
It's just required.
I just want to know what the sound study tells us before we approve this thing ultimately. I don't know if this is documented that way.
You've pretty much approved this already. I'm just getting this...
Conditionally, yeah.
Before we pass it on. Make sure this is safe.
We have approved it, but one of those conditions... that they have to meet is the sound study before, the sound study after.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Does anyone have any other comments on this?
The 50 decibels does show up in your minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't here for the last one when you guys went through this. It sounds like a lot. 50 isn't super loud, at least from what Google quickly told me, like, that's the sound of a refrigerator running. Just...
Whose refrigerator?
I don't know.
Really?
That's what this is telling me. They're saying it's quieter than a normal conversation. Like, that's at 60 decibels is typical conversation per Google here. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to it being quiet either, but
be a hard bar to clear.
That seems like it will be very, very difficult to do anything under 50 if me speaking here is going to blow past that. And so...
Okay.
Just said, without being here all last month, and I don't want to stir that, everything back up, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Those numbers came from a sound engineering company.
Came from that Chip guy's...
Yeah, he hired, Chip Pavlorti hired a company to basically say, what's a normal sound thing? What do you... So, I think he paid about 15, 20 grand to get it done.
I can't imagine that any business is operating under 50.
Yeah, it says a quiet office refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah, if a conversation around the water cooler is going to blow past that, that doesn't seem reasonable to me to request a...
If but they sounded amenable to it.
I don't think they know what it knew what it meant.
They didn't Google it.
Yeah, we just Chip's word for it. I'm guessing
they knew pretty well.
You think?
This is not their first rodeo.
No.
I think we leave it in.
Yeah.
I'd just do it the way it is, and if we have to modify it based on... So here's what our requirement's been, and an engineering firm comes in and says, that's unreasonable and basically impossible. Then we can modify something if we need to.
Good by me.
But otherwise, let's hold them to the best standard we can.
I know I wouldn't want to be Rob living right there.
You can hear CMC in the mornings now, banging stuff out. Go out to move the waters.
Yep.
That must be relative then. That's like 500 decibels.
I don't know.
Banging.
Well, my power plant, the hydro plant at the base of Dornell Dam is at 138 decibels.
Yeah. Huh. This says a jet engine's 130, so we're right around that same for what you're seeing. Yeah. So, yeah. Pretty loud.
You're allowed 2 hours of exposure.
Before you're...
In an 8-hour day, so.
And safe there, yeah.
No. Without protection.
Sure.
Go 24 hours of protection. Okay. So they have my work needs.
Okay.
Good to go.
All right, let's move to number 3, which is the airport overlay zone.
Would you like me to talk about that too?
Sure.
You'll note that in the CUP, the last paragraph does talk about the airport influence area.
Mm-hmm.
We received a letter, and this is a law that was passed in 23 by the state legislature. They're allowing, before that law was passed, they did not allow municipalities to exercise eminent domain within another municipality, but in 23 they did pass this law, which allows them now to take the land. Heber City can take by eminent domain land that would be required.
I didn't hear the last part, sorry. Take land of what?
They can claim by eminent domain if necessary. They may have a willing seller, but if they have to take land that they need for the airport, they can do it by eminent domain.
Whether it's in their domain or not.
Right.
Correct, yes. And this, they tell, Eric knew about this, and I knew about this. I was on the council at the time, and we both complained. Didn't make any difference to the state legislature. They were obviously going for the new airport, Salt Lake City Airport. Mm-hmm. And that works if you're starting off with a new airport and you're, you know, nothing is built around it. But when you're expanding into an area that's already been developed, it's very, very uncomfortable. So anyway, part of this is that now the rest of the law actually applies, and you can see that blue area, how much of Daniel is covered. So we're in that, and now we're required, we were required, it said shall pass. We didn't do this because I don't know why we didn't do it, Eric, do you remember? We just didn't want to do it, I think. But we were supposed to pass a law, adopt our own code that would conform with the state code, that we would then monitor all of this and regulate it and inform the people that were trying to develop windows in this blue area that we had control over, that they were in this influence area and that they would be required then to comply with special perhaps special qualifications. At the least would be what they called an avigation easement. That's so that the noise overhead, planes flying overhead, that wouldn't cause anybody any problems. They'd be aware of it. Anyway, so we got a letter this week from Heber City reminding us that we had not done this. And the law then goes on to state that if you didn't do it, if you didn't adopt this code by December of 24, that then now you've still got to tell everybody that's developing anything inside this blue area that we have control over that this will comply. You must comply with the federal government, and I've got that quoted in here. You've got all the law here, so what I've given you here is what Heber City passed, what Wasatch County passed, and also the state code. So this is just to inform you that now in the future, we'll have to do this. We'll have to tell anybody that's doing anything in that area. That'll be part of the permitting process.
So we inform them on a go-forward basis? We don't have to tell them everybody that owns property there now?
No, it's just for anybody that's
any new development.
And then this will move as they move the runway.
Yeah, as they expand and do whatever.
I was going to say that blue will just grow.
Maybe.
Potentially.
I don't know. I mean, they are telling us exactly.
It probably won't grow, but it'll probably move because, from what I read, the 5,000 feet is an FAA requirement. So it'll be 5,000 feet from the runway. They'll be moving that to match their new runway.
Yeah, they're going to move the
runway.
Once
the plan's accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah, the plan isn't approved yet. It's been submitted, but it hasn't been approved. Just on a side note, the feds could have condemned it before. The feds could have condemned in our town before. This just gives...
They could.
This gives the municipality the right.
This gives Heber City the right to do that instead of the feds.
And that can either be the land or what they call an avigation easement. So basically... They're saying you can't complain about the noise because we have an easement to make noise over your house.
And you have a height restriction. There's several restrictions involved in that. The county, when they passed it, they did the, Brian, is it Brian? Anyway, the TO did the presentation at the county, and they were talking about the fuel tanks at the county complex, that they wouldn't be able to have them with the navigational easement over that property, their fuel tanks. And and that code talks about farm tanks, farm storage tanks.
Their tanks aren't that tall, are they?
No, but they can't be in the area. So when the plane crashes, they don't want to hit a bunch of fuel.
Yeah.
Like it did this last week.
Yeah, like that.
But that's the yellow line here, not the whole blue.
Yeah, not the whole blue thing.
So the whole blue thing, it's a cone, and it gets higher as you go up, so probably you get over to my house or Kip's house.
They hit the mountain if they're not paying them.
You can, build a 300-foot-tall building.
They're going to have to excavate to clear that zone.
Put a V in the mountain.
Well, anyway, you do know that they have purchased the land that's west of Eric.
Sure.
So all of that's already been, it's not annexed into Heber City, but they own it now.
They be
Heber City.
Heber City.
The Heber City.
I didn't know that.
Well,
John,
they bought it with federal
piece.
Money, of course. But
nice. Ours.
So our opportunity to develop that has long passed.
And if you change the zone, they also have a say in that, too. No?
Of course they do.
Just so you'll be aware of this now in the future. I mean, the council's not aware of it even at this point either, so we'll be telling them.
Is there a reason why we would care to change our code at this point?
We're on all of our permits and we'll be okay.
Well, and the county attorney spent a lot of time on the county one. I followed that along. They were still doing changes in it. But the Woodard?
Woodard.
They did quite a bit of work on that at the county. And they got by with what they thought they could get away with in this Title 16. So that's what the county code is.
Yeah, the county code is mostly what the state code says. And, the Heber City code is more detailed.
What they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different motivations on both sides there.
But if you think we should adopt that, then you would think that, recommend that to the town council.
I'm not sure it helps us to adopt it at this point because they gave us a date we had to adopt it or else do the other thing.
Right.
So that's kind of my question, and I guess we could ask the attorneys, but we could also solve it by just including something with all the applications.
Yeah, well, I guess if you adopt it, it may, their next go around, and they figure out what they missed, you might be in front of it.
Yeah, maybe so.
So I was in touch with Mike Kohler. Our two representatives are the only two that voted against that at the legislature. So as that went through.
But Eric and I did our best. We did. It just wasn't enough. Yeah. Never is.
Not against the good.
Usually I'm loud, but apparently I wasn't loud enough.
We weren't big enough.
Okay. Let's move to item 4, which is the town hall meeting regarding non-conforming lots. Council scheduled that for August 11th. Do you guys have any input on what should be discussed or how the meeting should be carried out?
So how are we letting the townspeople know about this?
Well, we'll be noticing everything that we can, and then
every place we can,
and then I don't know. I was talking to one of our deputies today about what we should do. In the past, we have put notices in mailboxes, which is illegal.
Yeah.
So I don't know that that's a great idea. If you have any good ones, I'd appreciate knowing what you think.
Facebook, social media. Can we send out emails? Do we have everybody's emails?
No, we don't have emails for everyone.
For the ones we have? Then they could pass it on to their neighbors? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. We haven't done this very much.
Can we get one of those little campaign sign racks that you stick in a front yard and put those around? Like 50 of them on the mayor's lawn?
Well, I think we could probably afford a few campaign signs.
Yeah, we can do
that
public.
It just says public hearing for... Public
it's notice. Not a hearing. Not a hearing. It's just
or
a
notice
town hall.
Or town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a public notice of the meeting we're holding.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll notice it as a council meeting and also as a planning commission meeting, because I hope you all will plan to be there.
Sure. Voter record, text blast people. I got way too many texts last night.
Well, they didn't come from us. They didn't.
I know,
but from the county, do they?
Public info so, that we could tap into.
I'll see about that.
Because mailing stuff to everybody's probably.
No.
Are you talking about the emergency response?
No, this was just you name the Republican whatever. Like,
oh, yeah.
Well.
Showing up here to speak, or I'm like, I do not care.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of those.
It didn't matter if I delete and report as junk, I kept getting...
Yeah, they do that.
Well, and I think that we just encourage by word of mouth is probably going to be the most effective thing.
I think the best thing to do is just say we're going to half-acre zoning, and that'll bring
That'll
them.
Get everybody out.
I'll bring them.
That's the proposal.
Discussion. Discussion on half-acre.
Yeah.
I was looking at some of the Heber Council candidates, and some of them were saying they... favor infill zoning where you fill in more houses where there's bigger lots. And if you've ever been to Baker, Montana, which I doubt if you have, that is the biggest mess you have ever seen in your life. And that's what they did, is the, you know, oil boom came and they needed more lots in the town, and the infrastructure for water and everything was there, and it is just, it's like there was a tornado and then all the houses landed in the middle of town in some random fashion.
Nice and spread out and rural to...
And then around the town, there's nothing, but...
Huh. Anyway, do you have any specifics, things there, that you would recommend that the council... Well, one of the recommendations that I heard in the past was that put out some additional information to the public.
What we're talking about. What's a non-conforming lot? Because a lot of people don't know.
And did we end up... We came up with a tally of how many, correct?
No.
There's a moving target.
It's kind of tricky to pin down, right?
Can we...
I mean, I think them at least explaining, the council, whoever's going to lead this, explain what the current code is. I'm sure half the people or more in the town
illegal don't lot versus
fully understand lot versus what is even the status quo.
Yeah.
And I think really, I think what they're trying to get is a feel for what the residents want, and then it'll be coming back and we'll be looking at writing code to follow what the residents want.
Yeah.
Within that scope. So I think, I don't know, you can get lost on what is an illegal lot, what is, because every lot is different, as we know. Mm-hmm. So you can get lost in that conversation and never get to the RA5 versus 1 acre, even to that discussion. Just, I mean, I looked at the water that Robin Pearson, the meetings they held in Stormhaven, they never got to the water tank. It all stayed on illegal lots, and we can't rebuild. And I mean, so once people get emotional, then it doesn't matter what you tell them.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that clouds.
Well,
I think we'd be careful how much
information that
we get on that individually, but because it could waylay it. I don't know. Maybe it's worth the conversation.
As a former council person, I would say I think it's important that people understand why we're having such a problem and that we're trying to resolve it. What can we do? How can
what
we
would you,
this?
The public, like to see?
What would you accept?
That depends
actually,
on
are
if
we
you
really
want
trying to resolve
or
it,
not.
Or are we exactly. trying to make let people understand and
Joe Witt
help us
right
understand?
Aren't we trying to stop people from having to come to the planning commission and the council all the time? And
I don't think so.
I don't think it'll stop them. I think it'll just add more clarity.
I think it's just going to add clarity because, I mean, if you basically say you can build on a 1 acre lot that was illegally created, I'll go illegally create 5 1-acre lots and then build on them. We can't do that.
I think it might be helpful to have an outline of what we can do.
Well, I mean, we can do that, but
we absolutely could do that. But I think the fill of this thing is what do the residents want?
Yeah.
Do they want the 5 acres? Is we hold strong to that? I think that that's a big issue that we don't hear at your meetings because the people coming have 1 acre.
Yeah.
And they want that lot.
Yeah, the 5 acre guys don't come to the meeting. They just get approved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if you change the game to 2.5 acres, can he subdivide?
No, because
can I subdivide?
Probably if you put a sewer system in. So you want to bond for a sewer system?
Or a separate septic work, right? Because that's the other restriction.
No, you'd have to go with the...
You have to go with the treatment facility.
I thought 2 acres.
You could do the height.
Nope. It's
efficiency,
five.
Whatever.
Okay. Okay.
Expensive garbage that they do.
You could do
it's
a...
It's five or a lot of records.
Self-treatment. Nitrogen.
The nitrogen treat. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you could do a mitigate it with a different system.
Do we have any rough number on price tag or something like that?
On the system, sewer system? It's right around $40,000.
Last I heard it was 65. Was the last time.
It's been a while.
For front door?
That's to tie into heat.
For the reduced nitrogen, right? That's
what we're talking about. No, this is...
Want to be on the same...
No, this is your own sewage
treatment plant.
Septic
system on your lot, but it's a high...
It has to be inspected every year.
It's a media-based...
Got it.
Yeah, and it's monitored. They have the county health inspector comes by and monitors it.
So it's 2 or 3x what a normal septic...
Yeah.
Or and then ongoing, it's more.
But from the beginning... We've said, don't hide your zoning behind the sewer.
For sure.
Make your zoning stand alone. The sewer backs you up right now because of the pristine water classification. One septic per 5 acres.
There's no way to accommodate a smaller lot for those that it would impact without impacting who's already got 5.
That's correct.
Or 8 or 10 or whatever. If you go to 2, they can divide in 2 or they can divide in 4 or they can divide in 5.
Right.
There's no way to... asterisk that it only applies to.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that either, though.
You could
put a date.
Anything divided as of X, right?
But then there are lots that are a 1 acre lot and it's never been.
Yeah, it's always been illegal.
Than an RA3.
Yeah. Or you have what we had last month with the question on whether the 2 lots that we discussed last month were even legally divided.
Sweden
there. And beings they haven't came back with any information, I think they might be having
you might have an answer there so far, or at least
they can't find anything.
That might be an issue. So
it's
I should also let you know we've kind of moved past the Geneva thing. We have a new contact there. They've hired a guy that used to be Santa Quinn's planner, and he's called and he's doing all this and for Geneva now. So it's kind of taking a new direction. Bill and those guys are kind of taking a back seat. And that's the meeting we have next Friday. Not this Friday, but
the Greg person.
27th, yeah, okay. Greg Hall, I believe.
It's probably a good move on their part. Do you expect him to be more forceful or difficult? He's going to be more confident.
He had better questions.
Yeah, more confident. Yeah.
Yeah, he had better questions. So,
hey. So I'll pass this information along to the council.
Is that meeting being held here?
Yeah.
Do we know?
No. The plan is right now to have it at the senior center, but I'm also looking into the new fire station. They have a wonderful meeting room, and they haven't decided yet how they're going to regulate that. And so if it's available, I want to schedule it there. But right now the senior center is available, so we're going to schedule that. And if we change it, we'll sure let you know.
Gotcha.
Okay. I vote fire station for crowd control. Hold them down.
Cool people off.
Well,
if they
I
get
just
upset.
Hope people will come and give us their opinions, good and bad, and if we agree or disagree. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to know what do they really appreciate what we've got in the 5 acres, or do they not really care and say, you know, Bill, we don't care?
You know, I would if they have an acre lot or not.
Well, you know. I hear that, but they bought it with that understanding if they've bought it recently.
Sure.
Not
now, if they inherited
they
it, that's
have.
A different deal.
They should have done their due diligence.
Yeah. But we do have a few that have divided or tried to chop a lot to create an extra lot like that.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
we have quite a few that have done that.
Yeah.
Family. Or
fairly whatever. Recently, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have some people living in motorhomes on their property. I don't know who's living in the motorhome, but there's people living in the motorhomes on their property. More than I think people want to realize. Quite a few around me. Probably 10 around me.
I can't afford a motorhome. So
well, I get it. Yeah, it's expensive. We get it.
You have to live in a horse trailer.
Calling that sometimes is too expensive.
Yeah.
They're not cheap anymore. Either.
No.
Heber City just pulled one in over there at that property we're talking about. There's a fifth wheel in there somebody's living in. Porch lights are on.
Okay, well, even if Heber City owns it,
they fall under our code,
we
right?
We do. I don't know how they're going to take a violation letter from the town, but
do it.
They have 15 days.
That's fine. Yeah. Then give them every day they're entitled to.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
And sooner than later on letting people know about this meeting?
You can tell. I would start
just
spreading
start
the word.
Spreading
that's
the, word.
The date we're going to have.
Well,
probably,
more information to come.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So is this advertised on the website now, Mary?
No, not yet.
You know, you could hit quite a few of them by contacting the LDS, whoever is in charge of a Sunday bulletin, and they could just put it in the bulletin.
I'm going to leave that up to Mr. Wake.
But that's just, I'm just saying that's it. Some of you are aware and some of you aren't. But there's every Sunday, there's a who's speaking and the songs and the...